Welcome to the BC Book Review. We are so glad that you have tuned in. The authors that we are featuring today are Tony Evans, author of Kingdom Quest, a strategy guide for teens and their parents and mentors, taking faith and character to the next level. Lisa Thomas MacMillan, author of Living Fulfilled, the infectious joy of serving others, and Timothy Keller, author of Encounters with Jesus, unexpected answers to life's biggest questions. The purpose of this show is to highlight wholesome Christian books, promote them to our audience, encourage you to buy these books for yourself and for others, and most importantly, to see people come to Christ and lives change for the glory of God. First up today is Tony Evans, author of Kingdom Quest, a strategy guide for teens and their parents and mentors, taking faith and character to the next level. Here's a little information about Tony Evans. Dr. Tony Evans is founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, founder and president of the Urban Alternative, chaplain of the NBA's Dallas Mavericks, and author of The Power of God's Names and Victory in Spiritual Warfare, among many others. His radio broadcast, The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, can be heard on more than 1,000 U.S. outlets daily and in more than 130 countries. Now here's a short description of the book, Kingdom Quest, a strategy guide for teens and their parents and mentors, taking faith and character to the next level. With 25,000 copies sold of Raising Kingdom Kids, Tony Evans succeeds in equipping kingdom parents and shaping the next generation. Now Dr. Evans turns his focus to kids with a practical guide for teens ages 14 and older to use under the guidance of a parent, mentor, or teacher. Every aspect of the full-color, beautifully designed Kingdom Quest strategy guide conveys energy that attracts teen participation and offers relevance to feed their seeking souls. Dr. Evans instills kingdom virtues in teens, highlighting wisdom, integrity, faith, resiliency, purity, and service. Each chapter, called a Kingdom Key, contains scriptures that allow teens to question, reflect, journal, and apply truth to their lives. An added quiz with accompanying profile increases discussion and accountability when shared with a group. Kingdom Quest strategy guides are available for kids in three different age ranges using custom age-appropriate content and design to equip children and those who lead them. Teens will grow closer to the Lord, their Christian friends, and those who lead them using this powerful tool. Now here's a brief review of the book, Kingdom Quest, a strategy guide for teens and their parents and mentors, taking faith and character to the next level. In a follow-up to the highly successful Raising Kingdom Kids, Dr. Tony Evans offers kids, tweens, and teens a fun, interactive, and faith-based guide to live their lives based on kingdom principles. Parents, teachers, and mentors will find this curriculum to be a firm guide in leading children and young people to increase their faith, build character, develop a heart of service, learn to listen to God's voice, and much more. With so many unwholesome things vying for the attention of young people, Dr. Evans takes them and the people who love them on a journey that isn't just practical Bible knowledge, but also filled with ways to reflect on what is being learned and is fully applicable to today's youth. We highly recommend this book. Visit Tony Evans online at www.tonyevans.org. Kingdom Quest, a strategy guide for teens and their parents and mentors taking faith and character to the next level, is published by Focus on the Family. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer such as Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Now here's a song titled Blessed Be Your Name by Matt Redman.
Blessed be your name in the land that is plentiful, where your streams of abundance flow. Blessed be your name. Blessed be your name when I'm found in the desert place, though I walk through the wilderness.
Next up today is Lisa Thomas MacMillan, author of Living Fulfilled, The Infectious Joy of Serving Others. Here's a little information about Lisa Thomas MacMillan. Hunger activist Lisa Thomas MacMillan lives in Brewton, Alabama, with her husband Freddie. She has been involved in the hunger movement for almost 20 years. A baby boomer born to poor laborers, Lisa knows what hard times feel like. She owns and operates a restaurant in Brewton, Alabama, Drexel and Honeybees. Lisa also operates a food bank named Carlisa's Incorporated since 2002. Now here's a short description of the book, Living Fulfilled, The Infectious Joy of Serving Others. After studying in Holland, Michigan, Lisa Thomas MacMillan thought she had escaped the grip of her working-class Alabama upbringing after settling for a nomadic-type lifestyle in Los Angeles. But before she knew it, Thomas Macmillan was back, a move that has established her as one of the state's most selfless and charitable residents. But Macmillan doesn't want praise, instead turning attention to the sacrifices and ever-present care of God. In her fascinating new memoir, Macmillan bares her soul to call readers everywhere into action. Living fulfilled, the infectious joy of serving others will wake the world up to the hungry, showcase how anyone can help, and push people from all walks of life to make some sacrifices of their own. Now here's a brief review of the book, Living Fulfilled, The Infectious Joy of Serving Others. Over 800 million people around the world do not have enough food to eat. Hunger, as it stands now, is the number one health risk because it kills more people every year than any disease, including AIDS and malaria. Every 3.6 seconds, a person dies of hunger, and 75% of those people are children. Many of us don't see hunger as a serious issue, but it is, and Lisa Thomas Macmillan has dedicated her life to doing something about it. In her book, Living Fulfilled, she takes readers through her life in working-class poverty, to her days in Los Angeles, and to accepting the call from God to return to her hometown of Alabama and dedicate her life to serving the hungry. Lisa tells her story not for compassion or sympathy, but to show others how fulfilling it is to live a life that is in service to God and to others. Service is very close to the heart of God, because He dedicates His life every day to serving the people He has created. Lisa's testimony is powerful and reflective of the fact that God is ever present and ever ready to help those in need. Readers will be inspired to dedicate their lives to service in some capacity after reading Living Fulfilled. We highly recommend this book. Visit Lisa Thomas Macmillan online at www.pleasebelievepeopleareHungry.com. Living Fulfilled, The Infectious Joy of Serving Others is published by Carlisa Incorporated. Be sure to get your copy from PleaseBelievePeopleAreHungry.com. Now here's a song titled Revelation Song by Phillips, Craig, and Dean. Next up today is Timothy Keller, author of Encounters with Jesus, Unexpected Answers to Life's Biggest Questions. Here's a little information about Timothy Keller. Timothy Keller was born and raised in Pennsylvania and educated at Bucknell University, Gordon-Conwell Theological Seminary, and Westminster Theological Seminary. He was first a pastor in Hopewell, Virginia. In 1989, he started Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City with his wife Kathy and three sons. Today, Redeemer has more than 5,000 regular Sunday attendees and has helped to start nearly 300 new churches around the world. He is also the author of The Reason for God, The Prodigal God, Counterfeit Gods, Generous Justice, King's Cross, The Meaning of Marriage, and Every Good Endeavor. Timothy Keller lives in New York City with his family. Now here's a short description of the book, Encounters with Jesus, Unexpected Answers to Life's Biggest Questions. New York Times bestselling author Timothy Keller explores how people are changed by meeting Jesus personally, and how we can be changed encountering him today. The people who met Jesus Christ in person face the same big life questions we face today. Like most of us, the answers handed down to them didn't seem to work in the real world. But when they met Jesus, things started to change immediately for them. It seems he not only had the answers, but he was the answer. In Encounters with Jesus, Timothy Keller shows how the central events and meetings in Jesus' life can change our own lives forever. Now here's a brief review of the book, Encounters with Jesus, Unexpected Answers to Life's Biggest Questions. In a world that has seemingly drawn farther away from God, Jesus, the church, faith, and other similar terminology, Encounters with Jesus puts a strikingly different spin on such terms. While people tend to believe what they believe to the disregard of other important truths, Timothy Keller adds a new dimension to faith, by dissecting 10 encounters with Jesus throughout the Gospels. Delving into the world of the Bible, he takes readers down a path of seeing what people are saying about Jesus, what the society and culture are saying about Jesus, and what Jesus said about himself. He offers a clear, concise, and compelling look at life's biggest questions, and instead of giving pat answers, he offers fact-based, intelligent answers that have become common of Keller's writing. This book will support those who are searching for faith and reaffirm the faith of those who have it. For the skeptic and believer alike, this book will open your eyes to the person and work of Jesus Christ and help you to understand who he is and why he matters in the world today. We highly recommend this book. Visit Timothy Keller online at www.timothykeller.com. Encounters with Jesus, Unexpected Answers to Life's Biggest Questions is published by Riverhead Books. Be sure to get your copy from your local bookstore or from any online retailer, such as Amazon.com and BarnesandNoble.com. All of these books can be found online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and BlackCBC.com. Support these authors by buying their books, recommending their books to your friends, or by sending them a note of encouragement, as they continue to fulfill the command in Habakkuk 2:2, which states, "Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it." And remember, for those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior yet, John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." If you want to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior, please believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose by the power of God for you. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today, and he will. For the saints, keep looking up, for your redemption draweth nigh. This radio broadcast is brought to you by our sponsors, BlackChristianBookPromo.com and BlackCBC.com. Thanks for tuning in. Join us here, same time, same place, for the next BC Book Review broadcast. May God bless you as you serve him this week. Let's roll out with a song titled, "How Great Is Our God," by Chris Tomlin. God bless.
The splendor of a king, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide. Trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice.